almost like a tale of two games. They control the first 25 minutes, and you guys control the last 35 or something.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's definitely no quit in our group. I mean, we battled hard. Unfortunately, I mean, this is a tough team to give a three-goal lead. Then obviously, that first one Carter would like to have back. Terrible change on their third goal, where you know, we have got two guys coming to the bench at the wrong time. You know, we're able to score that power play goal, and you know, the difference in the third period is their goaltender. You know, we had enough looks and the right type of looks to tie this game up, and give their goaltender credit. He was the difference in this game.
The two games you guys lost this week were games where the other team got out to a lead in the first period. How do you guys avoid falling behind like that?
Yeah, there's no doubt. You know, if you look at most of our games where we do get off to a good start, and a good start is not necessarily the score of the game, but you know, that first goal is one where, you know, we know we're playing against a good team. Obviously, Carter would like to have that one back. But that third one there that made it 3-0 for me, that's more of one that's within our control. It's a bad change at a wrong time. So those are a couple of things that we're addressed. But, you know, as far as, you know, believing in this group and always, you know, working hard and, you know, trying to do the right things, there's no doubt that we're trying to do that. So we'll go home. We've just finished a pretty challenging stretch here of I think it's five or six games in five or six different cities in a row. So it's been challenging. We're going to go home, rest up, and get ready for Columbus, which should be a real good matchup.
Have you seen the video yet of the first goal? Because Proby said it looked like it clicked off his skate. You're saying that Carter let that back, but it seemed like it was
going to be I don't think, unless I'm wrong, but still it's a shot from 2 inches from the red line. So the goaltender's going to have that.
You mentioned about the third goal. Is that a case of, even though it's at the end of a shift, those guys have to stay out there because it's a transition?
I don't think they should. I'll have to look at it again there, but it looked to me like if you're going to dump the puck in and forecheck, you've got enough energy. We lost the puck right away. It was one of those one and done and where the other team is coming. So either you change or you stay on the ice and you make sure you're in the right position.
You said this was kind of a measuring stick game. Do you feel like you measured up pretty well against these guys?
I think, you know, I played against probably the best goaltender in the league right now, and that's probably the best group of forwards I've seen any team have. And I thought, you know, we were right there. We didn't give them much as far as the scoring chances, didn't give them a lot of shots. It certainly created enough to be in this game, and we were right there right till the end.
You have to, like, get a power play start to click.
Yeah, no, they got some real good looks. They scored 6-on-5 when we pulled the goalie. That's a big part of it. Those are our top players, and they need to get it done for us. Good.
Thanks guys.